Welcome to the ABCs today. Welcome to the ABCs of Home Organization, the podcast that simplifies home management, one letter and habit at a time. I'm your host, Stephanie King, your go-to gal for all things decluttering and home organizing. Thank you so much for joining me. This podcast is all about breaking down home organization into bite-sized, doable habits. Inspired by my book, ABCs of Home Organization, each episode gives you quick, actionable steps to clear the clutter, build routines that stick, and turn your space into a home that empowers you. Whether your home feels like chaos or you just want a little refresh, you're in the right place. We're here to simplify your world, elevate your mindset, and give you back your time so you can focus on what really lights you up. New episodes drop every Wednesday at 6 a.m., perfect for that morning coffee or commute. Hit play, subscribe, and let's get this transformation started. Your beautifully organized life starts now. Hello, you beautiful people, and welcome back to the ABCs of Home Organization podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie, and I am so excited to have you with me here today. We are in July, if we can believe that, and hopefully everyone had a wonderful 4th of July. We saw lots of fireworks and some drone shows and had barbecue, and it was a wonderful weekend. So I hope that everyone is able to spend time with their family and their loved ones and able to just be present in this moment and in this weekend. So we are almost done with the alphabet. I cannot believe that we have done 23 episodes. We're on 24, technically 25, because I had an intro, and that is just so crazy to me. So hopefully you've loved it, you've learned, you're excited to continue, and you will be back. And I am officially Solstice Living, S-O-U-L-S-T-I-C-E, and we will start that podcast in about a month or two. And once I get some more interviews under my belt, I'm so excited for that, for y'all to hear, and the interviews of these amazing women that you will get to know that are in my life that I love so much, and see just the magic that they're creating throughout the entire world and how they bless this world by just being here. So tune in for that. But for today, we are on letter X. And X is for Xing out completed household tasks. So we want to post a household task checklist on the high five wall or your command center and cross off tasks as each is completed. So we've talked about various items throughout these last 25 episodes, but the one big thing that we love to do is make checklists and cross things off. Who's with me? Raise your hand high and wide if you love to make a checklist, and sometimes you'll even write something on there just so you can cross it off. I am there. I've done it. I love it. I will add it just so I can be like bloop and like get it off of my list, and I love it so much. And so we're basically talking about how these tiny actions make up a huge difference in how we run our households. And anyone that says they don't need a checklist and are struggling would benefit from a checklist. And putting everything on paper, it has multiple benefits. One, it's going to give basically your cognitive offloading. You're going to get it out of your brain onto paper. And this basically causes us to get it out of our heads, which will make us feel less anxious and become more efficient. And so you're benefiting by having a visual place for it that you can refer back to without your mind having to hold on to it. And this is a benefit kids and adults alike. And so another huge one is just you're able to see the visual progress. So if it's on your command center, you'll see tangible progress and give you a sense of control that you see the crossed off items. You're like, I got this. Or you see that you only have to do three things that day. You're like, I can easily do that. No big thing. I'm not going to stress and make like a mountain from this molehill. It's just going to be, I have to do those three tasks. I can do those three tasks. I see it. I can visualize it. If it helps you put how long the tasks take you and actually time yourself. So like when you empty the dishwasher the next time, put your phone timer on, see how long it takes you, and then put that 4 minutes, 3 minutes, however long it takes you, next to the task on your sheet. So empty dishwasher, parentheses, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 12 minutes, however long it takes you, so that you're aware of the time commitment that you have to give with that one task. And I recommend this for everything that we do. I often find that me leaving the house, like, makes me so funny. It's going to take me 0 minutes. I'm like, okay, so I have to leave at, we'll just say 9 a.m. to make it easy, right? So that I can be there by 9:30. And I have to grab my tea, walk downstairs, put on my socks, put on my shoes, probably go to the bathroom one time before I go, grab my keys, my wallet, an umbrella, whatever we need, walk out the door, open the garage door, get in my car, get everything situated at my car in my front seat before I start taking off, put my organizing bag in my front seat or back seat. If I'm taking a lunch, that will go into my trunk so you can't see when I'm parked somewhere, because, you know, Houston crime. And then I start backing up and I get into my driveway, I close my garage. To me, that entire process takes 2 minutes. In reality, if I was to time myself, it could take me up to 10 minutes. And I'm always so confused about, like, I just was leaving. Like, it was 9, 8:59 or 8:58. Like, how is it, 9:07? Like, what happened? Why did time just speed up on me? And so I would truly benefit from doing all the tasks and knowing how long they take me and writing that down. So a little psyche intro to my brain right there for you. Back to the list. Another huge thing of crossing off items on your task list is it's going to give you that famous thing we're always chasing, and that is your dopamine boost. And so when you physically cross an item off of a list or complete a task and cross it, it's giving your brain a very small rush of dopamine, which is like the reward response that your brain's giving you so that it keeps you motivated to keep doing this. And so it's a beautiful cycle circle of do a task, cross off the list, yay, brain goes, yay, brain goes, yay. And then you want to do another task to then get another dopamine hit to keep going, keep going, keep going. And so this is why on the rewards podcast, we talk so much about giving high fives, even self high fives. We talked about doing anything to give you that dopamine hit so that you're building the new synapses in your brain so that you want to keep doing all these tasks. And so make that list. Create the high five wall, which we did talk about on the episode for P, praising every effort, big or small. So check that one out. And or create that command center. So the area in your house where you have your mail, you drop your keys, your purse, your entry stuff, the items that are leaving your house, if you have to return packages, the section in your home that is essentially your command hub. And this is one of the better places that you can put your checklist. It's an area that you will see every day, if not even multiple times a day. And so your task list is going to be directly in front of your face, and you're going to see it ideally, and you're going to mark things off of it ideally. And so it's going to be a successful thing. You can also keep it essentially just in any high traffic areas, right? So that's kitchens normally, it's the entryway slash command area, your hallways, mud rooms. If you're in your bathroom and you want to tape it to your mirror because you're brushing your teeth every day, and you know for sure you will be there and you will see it. And that's the time when your brain can focus on the task, read through the tasks so that you are able to actually cement them into your brain so that you will do them. That's a great place for it too. So kind of look into your own habits and see what would benefit you the most, where you will see it and not start to overlook it. Because that's one thing that even myself, I'm guilty of. I have a checklist. Oh, love it so much. And I even created my own on Canva, printed it off so it was my main one. But I've started overlooking it and I haven't used it, I would say, for at least a month, if not longer. But I, giving you this promise, I'm taking it out as soon as I'm done recording this, and I'm going to refresh it so that it fits my life today, because our habits, our tasks, our hobbies, desires, likes, things that are going to be checked off, they change on a daily basis, weekly basis, monthly, annual, everything basis. Your basic tasks may stay the same. Odds are something's going to change, at least one little thing. And so always refresh it from week to week. That is the best thing that you can do. And then also just reverting back to like the where you want to post it, make it interactive and rewarding. So include stickers, magnets, colored markers, make it very, like for me, I love color. And so making it as colorful as you can, not too much to overwhelm the brain. And if that does overwhelm you, but some colors and pops of color is just absolutely great. And then when I say rewards, again, going back to the praising or even rewarding podcast, it's not going to be something tangible. So it's not like if you complete this, you get to have cake or give yourself a pedicure or something like that. It's more of you get to choose the movie for the night, or you get to have an hour one-on-one time with your best friend, or you get to read this book or have a bath or sit with a cup of tea for 30 minutes and not your usual 10 minutes or whatever your reward is, I do just recommend that it is an intangible reward and not something physical, because you don't want to connect these tasks, which are daily routines that ideally you are doing every day and eventually the rest of your life, into something that you do to get something. So you chasing that dopamine hit, great, fine, wonderful, but you chasing something actual physical and reward for that is not recommended. So we want to involve everyone in this. And I do recommend that every household have a task list. Most definitely. It is beneficial to, if you live by yourself, if you have roommates, spouses, partners, friends, whomever's parents living with you, children, it will benefit everybody in the house because you're all going to know exactly what needs to be done. And ideally who's assigned it, right? And you can't then go, I didn't know. I didn't know that was my responsibility. And it's not going to fall onto one person to be the task master. It's going to be everyone's responsibility to look at the task list and complete their own tasks. And so highly recommend that we have this. You can color code it by members if you want, if you have multiple people. And it's also going to show if you have those that are competitive or even just the accountability aspect, if you see that someone else in the household crossed off their list and they did their task that day, it's kind of the extra incentive also for you to complete your task for that day so that you get the big smiley face at the end of the day or the gold star or just even the satisfaction that you're able to cross off these tasks, accomplish it, and finish it for the day, the week, and so is that other person. So you're having like that sense of accomplishment that goes along with crossing off these things, these items. And then it's just, you're adding structure to the chaos that is our daily life. We all have such busy schedules, whether you have kids, own a business, live by yourself, never leave your house, whatever it is, you have items to do during the day that take up your time and tasks that need to be completed, whether you have someone that comes in to help you or whether it's your 100% your responsibility. And so it's just providing that structure to the tasks that need to get done. And it is going to be a game changer. I'm telling you, I highly recommend that you make a task list. Go ahead and just do it right now and write out 5 tasks you want to accomplish each day of the week for the next 7 days. So get some paper or grab it in your notes pad on your phone and just start writing these tasks down. And so you can do it by age. If you have younger kids, like your younger kids can help put away toys. Like if they're 3 years old, they can put away toys, feed the pets, place laundry and hamper. As you get older, maybe make the bed. Maybe the younger ones can't do it yet. Or set and clear the table, wipe counters. You can take out the trash, unload and load dishwasher, fold laundry. If they're older, cook a meal, mow the lawn, clean bathrooms. If you're adults, the deep cleaning, supervising kid chores, any of the admin tasks, so bills, scheduling, RSVPing to invites, responding to items home from the kids' schools, et cetera, et cetera. And so just put household tasks on there of what you have to accomplish. Do laundry, take out trash. Sew on the button to my favorite shirt that I haven't worn for 6 months because it's just waiting there for me to do this. And so just make that list each day of the week. Know your own schedule. Like if you get home late on Tuesdays and you just know you have no energy to do any household tasks, take the night off. And the next morning, do the dishes that you didn't do the night before, like that have been sitting in the sink overnight. That's okay. It's okay to not do these tasks 100% immediately at the time that you see the tasks. Because it has to fit our schedules, to fit our lifestyle. It has to fit the behaviors that we are living. And so if you're exhausted, don't do it. Do it the next day. That's fine. That's your schedule. So then you'd put it at Wednesday morning. And that's when you do the tasks of XYZ, 1, 2, 3, however you want to call them. And then I also would recommend that you set off weekly meetings. So even if it's with yourself, every Sunday, every Wednesday, whatever day of the week where you want to reset and start over, have a meeting. Everyone in the household is required to attend and they have to go over the list. And so if it's like yourself, just go through, read through what you think is actually achievable for that week, what you have the mental energy for, the physical energy, what you think is going to be helpful for you, write it on your list. And I have put on here, wash my face at night, because that is the thing that I will not do. And so it's on my checklist. Take my vitamins. I never take vitamins. I need the reminder on a sheet of paper. And so just figure out what you need help to achieve, what you won't just inherently do, and make the list. And if you do need to add a few tasks that you know you will probably do and aren't too difficult to do, but it gives you that dopamine hit of crossing it off, add those, most definitely. And then if you have additional people in the household, adults or children, let each person claim the tasks that they want to do, and or then set up a weekly rotation. So if everyone hates to do the dishes, then one person has to do it this week and the next person does it next week. So you're switching the responsibility. So everyone has to do the so-called dreaded task. And then even young kids, have them help you create the list. So don't just come in with like, these are the tasks, this is what we're going to do. Sit down at that first meeting and have them add tasks to the list of what do you think we have to do in this house to make the household run smoothly? What tasks should we do this week? What do you want to do? Okay, what should I do? Great. Write it down and then offer your own suggestions. That's a wonderful suggestion. Could we add this as well? What do you think? You think you can handle both of those? Great. Let's do it. And they'll just feel that sense of ownership of the own task that they have to, this is my task. I have to do this. Or like, mommy, I made my bed. And then you praise them. Great. I'm so excited for you. Did you already cross it off? Should we go cross it off together? High five. And just keep that dopamine rush up and keep acknowledging all efforts, big, small, of yourself, of every adult, every child. Make it fun. Like, keep the rewards if that's the thing that you want to do. Mini nights, if all tasks are completed by Friday night by everybody in the household, you get to do this activity. Go to the movies and order popcorn. And so that's also incentive for if like one child is struggling and not able to complete their task, the other siblings could pitch in and help so that everyone gets it done by 3 p.m. on Friday so that everyone's able to go to the movies. And so it becomes a team effort and not just every man versus themselves or every woman. Okay, so I would change this every week, most definitely, and refresh the list because like I said, our habits are changing. Your schedules are changing. You might have a late conference this week, or you're visiting family another week, or you had a potluck dinner type thing. And so you have to reset it every week and have it aligned to your schedule so you know what is actually realistic and what you can achieve. And you can even have like monthly themes or a goal for the week if you want to keep it fresh. And I always love a good theme. If you want to dress up with like a superhero cape every time you have to complete a task, you know, buy capes for everybody and hang it next to the command center to make it more fun and festive that you are putting on your task cape, however you want to call it. Also like seasonal changes. So like if you're responsible for setting out different Halloween stuff and making sure that it stays on at night or that it's clear of leaves in the fall. And so just stuff like that you could add to the task. But it's really based on you and your household and what you guys need. And so you could keep the exact list for the next 30 days and then refresh it then. And you can cross things off, add to it, however it is. There's no yes, no, has to be this way. It's exactly how it is meant to be for you and how you like to do it and need to do it for yourself. And so experiment with it for a bit, right? Like have some fun, figure out what works for you and what works for your family and who has suggestions. Ask for feedback. Hey, did we like this week? Hey, was this good? Ask yourself this too. Like, was that difficult for me or was that easy this week? Could I add another task? Could I add 10 more tasks? Could I do maybe extra X amount of more minutes each day? Well, what can I do then? And so if there's like a big project you have to get done, maybe you whittle away at it a couple times a week and you add that to your list. And so it's not complete X project. It's just complete 10 minutes of X project. And so you're breaking it down into bite-sized pieces, which makes it more manageable, which makes it most likely that you will be able to complete it. And if it takes you the full month of 10 minutes X times a week, okay, that's great. By the end of the 30 days, you have it done, which is sooner than you probably would have if you waited to do the whole thing at one time because you keep putting it off because it seems so daunting. And so always bite-size it, bite-sized tasks, always write it down so you can cross it off. Figure out exactly how to do that. You can do dry erase boards. You can do cork boards. I have it printed. I made it in Canva. I think I mentioned that. I have no idea. I can actually put that in my show notes. I'll see if I can add that to my website. But however you want to do it. I wish you the best of luck. So just in the final kind of tidbits, keep it simple and sustainable. And so if It was so difficult. If you, when you asked yourself that question, was this easy? And you're like, no, that was the hardest thing I ever did. Go back, fix your list, and maybe you only have one or two task goals on there, right? And so just remember that when you are organizing, it's about progress and not perfection. So anytime you are able to progress further forward, whether one tiny, tiny, tiny step or a very big leap, that is huge. That is amazing. That's worth a celebration. And so we're not shooting for perfection. We're shooting for progress, for success, for momentum going forward. We want to celebrate all wins together. And just remember, it's about crossing off more than just like those tasks, those chores, right? It's about creating teamwork or pride, building life skills for yourself and for those that are in your household, and just creating routines and habits that will stick with a lifetime for yourself and for everyone in your house. So thank you so much for tuning in to the ABCs of Home Organization. We are here to help you create a space that empowers you and is making your life easier. If you found today's episode helpful, please subscribe, share it with a friend, or leave me a review. Also, join our Facebook group, ABCs of Home Organization. Post pictures, ask questions, tell us how your journey is going. And also, check out Solstice Living. I will be starting a newsletter as well, so be on the lookout for that. If you are subscribed to Status Organized, you will also be subscribed to Solstice Living, and you can just X out of the bottom if you want to unsubscribe, or you can subscribe as well through the show notes. But I'll be back soon with more actionable tips to transform your life and your space. And until next time, happy organizing.